Okay, if we can begin. We only have one bill on the agenda, which is Senate File 360A-1, Senator Murphy. And we understand, Senator Murphy, this is what you would call the not very good transportation bill. Is that correct?
I don't think I'd be that complimentary, Mr. Chairman, but it is a transportation bill.
So we're in the process of distributing the bill. There's a delete everything amendment. We're making copies for people in the room. I'm not sure how many copies we have. Angie, do we have enough at this point? Or? Okay. All right.
Here. Oh, screw. If you don't get one, take it.
Okay. Don't everybody rush at once.
Hey, Norm. How's it going? Dad, you?
Yeah. Okay. And. All right. For those.
You sure?
For those who have copies, you know, if you could sit down. For those who didn't get copies, when we get more copies, we'll have committee staff hand them out so we can proceed with the committee meeting without kind of the lemmings to the ocean demonstration at the table. So,
oops, here it goes.
I don't want, do we have them?
Cascades down.
Members?
Okay, what's... All right. Ms. Brzozowski, I'm...
She didn't have mine.
Pardon?
She brought more with her. Sorry.
Okay, and Senator Murphy, I misspoke. Actually, it's House File 562 is the bill we're taking up. I think I was looking at the summary, which was drafted to the Senate file, but it's
companion.
Actually House File 562, I believe. So, Senator Murphy, and members, we've got a spreadsheet, and we have a delete everything amendment.
Is the description to the delete all?
I believe so, but let's, Senator Murphy?
Yeah, the A1. Okay.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, there's a couple of changes that need to be made to this bill to make it grammatically correct. And the first one is on line 1.1. We'll just direct staff to make the correct reference as to the amending the House file. Okay.
Okay.
And then, Mr. Chairman and committee members, on page 6, on line 6.23, strike the word committee and insert division. And on page 8, on line 8.15, strike the word committee and insert division. And, folks, that's just to make sure that the reference is correct when we're talking about the House Finance Division. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move those three amendments.
And that's to the A1 delete everything amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Would you like to adopt that amendment first and then... All right, Senator Murphy moves adoption of the A1 amendment. All those in favor? This is the delete everything amendment that we have in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, then Senator Murphy made the technical changes, has moved the technical changes. Do people have those changes or questions about them? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members, since we were unsuccessful in passing a funding bill into law this year, we're left with the possibility, or actually the, we're here because we want to keep the lights on and keep government running, and that's what this House file is going to do. Members, Section 1 is the general section that goes along with the transportation policy bill. It makes all of the appropriate appropriations. Section 2 explains that article. Section 3 is where the bill starts talking about some of the things that we've had in our previous bill. I'll just mention a couple of them real quick. We add some one-time increase in the Airport Development and Assistance Fund of $6 million, and we also allocate $200,000 to the Airport Development Assistance Fund so that they can do the Airport Funding Advisory Task Force. That's a task force that is going to be put together and hopefully bring us back some better recommendations on how to fund our airports across the state. Further on in that section is $5 million for the pilot project that it did for the mileage-based initiative of the governor's. There's also $1 million in there for the congestion reduction plan under the Urban Partnership Program. There's various other appropriations, including $15 million each year. Allows the commissioner to transfer up to $15 million every year to the Transportation Revolving Loan Fund. There's also $2.5 million for the town road sign replacement. This is Representative Leader's initiative, and since we did have a little bit of money, we decided to keep that in the bill. It's something that's hopefully going to pay big dividends in the years to come.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Murphy, you just skipped over page six. Is the county state aids, municipal state aids, those are basically flat?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Pappas, that's correct. Section 4 of the bill is the appropriation to the Metropolitan Council. Section 5 includes appropriations for the Department of Public Safety. There's money there for the security coordinator of the Republican National Convention. And there's also money in there for the State Patrol for their increase so that they can cover the increase in fuel costs. And there's money also in there for the IT system security and disaster recovery. Section 6 appropriates general contingent accounts that can be utilized only after the LAC. That's that language we had for the Legislative Advisory Commission, where we put a ranking minority member on that. Section 7 is for the tort claims. Section 8 is for vehicle services. Section 9 is for the Commissioner of Transportation for their federal transit funds, capital assistance to public transit. Article 2 is the MBET language, and folks, the breakdown on the MBET language is 60-40. That's a number that we agreed to, and out of the 40 for transit, it'd be 36 for the Metropolitan Transit and 4% for Greater Minnesota. We backfill a couple of those funds so that the cuts to both of those organizations is going to be it's a 1.12% cut to the Met Council and a 1.47% cut to Greater Minnesota Transit. We manipulated the money that's coming out of the motor vehicle sales tax in a way that we get to a 36-4 split, but it's in the out years. The reason why we had to slow down the or make adjustments in the in that split is so that that number for the Met Council wouldn't be so huge. We do put some cash in there so that that, like I said, the cuts are both a little bit north of 1% for both those transit funds. Article 3 is the driver and vehicle services. These are the fee increases, moving DVS to a fee-based system. I think we all agreed that that's the right way to go. Section 8 of that article is once again for the State Patrol and their escort services, making sure that they at least get reimbursed enough to cover the cost of providing that service. And, Mr. Chairman and members, that's pretty much what's in the bill.
So, Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Murphy, when we recessed, I had asked you a couple questions about how much money was in the bill, the transportation funding bill, when it first left the Senate, and how much was in it when it came back from conference committee. And I believe your answer was $1.1 billion when it left the Senate the first time. Then in conference committee, you reduced it down to $780 million, brought that back to the Senate floor. We voted on it. It passed. It went to the governor, was vetoed. And I think that was new money, as I understand. That's what my intention was, to ask the question, how much new money was in it? And this bill that's before us right now, how much new money is in this bill for transportation purposes? And first of all, do I remember those numbers correctly? Is that what you said earlier?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Dill, that's pretty close to the numbers. The bill as it left the Senate floor the first time after full implementation was about $1.5 billion. But it was $1.1 billion the first year.
Okay. So, and then the $780 million when it came back from conference committee, that was that the first year or is that the average?
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman and Senator Dill, this is just total recall. It seems like that's the number in the first year, and then there were some phase-ins that brought the number up a little bit higher. Okay. In years 4, 5, 6.
Okay. So just to put things in perspective, then, how much is in this bill?
And, Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, Mr. Chairman and Senator Dill, actually, there's no new money in here. We're using the cash just to kind of maintain where we're at, and there's still a little bit of a cut in here to transit operations. So the cash that's on the table is just replacing money that we did have in the other bills but don't have here. We were unsuccessful in negotiating with the House on the lease vehicle tax money, and so that's not in here. If that would have been a part of this, then there would have been a few dollars, new dollars on the table, but without it, there's not.
Well, relative to that, Senator Murphy, Mr. Mossman and I were just talking about that. The difficulty we have with that is that you've used – there's none of that in this bill. Is that correct, the leased vehicle?
No, there's no – you're correct, Mr. Chairman. There's no leased vehicle tax money in here.
But in your conference committee report, there was the usage of some of that?
Mr. Chairman, you're correct, but that was a phase in after the next biennium. That would have been started to phase in years 2010, 2011.
Yeah. So one of the things, and it's not a concern for yourself, but in terms of the overall budget, we're going to have to be careful about what happens with a potential veto override, if that were to happen, and how we track the money in, you know, the general fund dollars in that bill versus this bill. But again, that's not your concern, but something that we'll have to watch out in terms of the entirety of the budget. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Senator Murphy, I see that there is a one-time appropriation in 2008 to Metro Transit. And what's the purpose of that appropriation? It's not in the base.
Mr. Chairman.
I mean, they can't increase operations because they can't sustain that.
Right. Mr. Chairman and Senator Pappas, it's that's the one-time money that you're seeing. And granted, that's not sustainable, but that's going to, that's about the best that we can do with the money that's provided in this bill to try to keep those transit services as fully functional as possible. It does mean, like I said earlier, 1.12 percentage cut for the Metropolitan Council, and there's just not enough cash to backfill everything. And you're right, it's one-time money. It's not permanent. I would hope that the Met Council, braces themselves for what happens in the future, because if we're at this point again, it's going to be more one-time money or maybe none. Depends on what the next legislature wants to do.
Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Murphy, I believe you've used the number $1.8 billion of shortfall annually that we're at for this next decade or so in terms of what we really need to do to get back on track and support our transportation system. Whose number is that? Who did the calculation? Who is it, the Minnesota Transportation Alliance, or who says we're $1.8 billion short?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Dill, there's various groups that have that we've used to help compile that number. The Minnesota Department of Transportation, according to their own documentation, is deficient about $1 billion a year. Then the rest of it is split up between the, what we need for Met Council for transit operations, what we need for transit operations the transit in Greater Minnesota is run, that's part of the Department of Transportation's number. But when you throw in the county roads, which is the vast majority of roads in our state, and then the money that the townships and cities need, that pushes it up to about 1.8. Now, the Transportation Alliance, they calculated it at about 1.7. So I think you could probably use either number and be pretty close to being correct.
Well, Mr. Chairman and Senator Murphy, I want to just get my numbers right. So the reputable transportation experts say we're $1.7, $1.8 billion short per year for the next decade or thereabouts. And the bill that you had that came out of the Senate the first time, I thought it was $1.1 billion a year of funding. And I think you just said it was, after everything's phased in, it would be about $1.5 billion. I just want to make sure we got the numbers right. Is that what you and the staff agree is correct?
Senator Murphy.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the number that Ms. Boyd has here is $1.9 million, but you have to understand that when I gave you those numbers earlier, I wasn't counting the MVEST money, and that's $300 and some million a year. So that I was when I came up with the 1.5, I was using numbers and taking out those things that were not new money. I mean, the invest money is not new money. The folks voted on that last year. We're just getting the opportunity to appropriate it this year. So I didn't count that in any of these runs.
So Mr. Chairman, Senator Murphy, just so I get this straight, your bill, when it came out of the Senate, you're now saying it had $1.9 billion per year in it when everything was fully phased in?
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Senator Dill, this is the exact number here. Now that I got the real numbers right here in front of me. Fiscal year 08, the Senate bill, this is the first Senate bill, was $2.1 billion. Now you have to understand that's counting all the revenues. Okay? And once again, this is counting all the revenues. The conference committee report for 08 was 1.9. So there was roughly $200 million. Well, it's a little more than $200, about $250 million got cut and left on the floor someplace. And that was basically the reduction in the gas tax.
And that's per year or for the biennium?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Dill, that was for fiscal year 08. And in fiscal year 09, under both the conference committee report and this original Senate bill, the number grows a little bit because of all those phase-ins that we were doing.
Okay.
Under the original Senate bill, we had the lease tax money, so we were phasing it in. The reason why the number is a little bit smaller for the conference committee as far as an increase is we didn't have that lease tax money. So that's roughly 40-some million dollars that we didn't get to pick up.
So, Mr. Chairman, and Senator Murphy, so I got this straight. Well, $1.8 billion short per year. The first bill that came out of the Senate that went to conference committee, you were at $2.1 billion, so you were funding even more than what we thought we needed. And then when you came back with the conference committee report, you were down to $1.9 billion per year, which is still more than what the experts said we needed per year. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, no, Senator Dill, that's not correct. The numbers I just gave you include that invest money. And when I made the statement about 1.7, 1.8, that was counting the invest money on top of that. Because that's what the Transportation Alliance did when they came out with their number that was $1.7 billion of underinvestment every year. They had already counted that $350 million of invest money.
All right, well, this gets a little confusing and a little hard to communicate, but between the time it left the Senate and came back in conference committee, the only reduction in the bill was about $200 million. Is that get that much straight?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, that's pretty close to being right on target.
Senator Anderson.
Well, Mr. Chair and Senator Murphy, I'm trying to understand the MVEST money. I think you said that you're just appropriating it now for the first time since the voters approved the set-aside of the MVEST money, correct? And so why is there an actual cut in transit if there's additional money coming from MVEST?
Mr. Chairman.
Over last year's budget.
Right. Mr. Chairman, Senator Anderson, the 60-40 split, the 40 going towards transit, is broke down into 36-4. Of that 36% and the 4%, the way that we have it under the bill, it's not enough to fill the hole. And that's just the natural, growth rate that the Metropolitan Council. You know, all these folks have increases in fuel costs. And the Met Council, we all know that, Metropolitan Transit, the vast majority of their expenditures are tied up in operations. And that means it's paying people, it's making sure they get a pay raise, it's paying the higher fuel costs and insurance costs and everything else. So their number went up as far as where their base went. You know, it had to move up just like every other division, every other state department. There was that inflationary increase, and the MVEST money is just it's just not enough to fill in all the holes.
So, Mr. Chair, so the MVEST money is not enough to even meet inflationary growth in the system. And so that's why this bill represents an actual cut from current base budgets, if you're counting inflation in transit.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Anderson, you're correct. If the MVEST portion of this bill would have performed the way that the Department of Finance said it was going to, we'd be okay. But MVEST has performed below expectations for several years now, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, a couple years back we had to make some adjustments in the budget to make sure that the Met Council was okay, because that MVEST fund is just, it's not performing up to the level of expectation.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Murphy, I'm not sure how I could support this bill.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Anderson, you didn't see me fighting to get down here to defend it. I think that Mr. Chairman and Senator Anderson, A little personal thought here was that the bill that came out of conference committee, a lot of the members around the table here voted for it. I thought that that was probably the best thing since sliced bread. And there are a lot of user groups and, counties, people, municipals, all these folks were clamoring that, level of the bill and about all the projects that they were going to be able to finally address, because the needs out there are just tremendous. Going from there, being able to reasonably address a serious situation in the state to this is disheartening at best.
Well, Senator Murphy, let me just follow up on Senator Anderson's question. The decline in the MVEST monies is, I believe, expected to continue. Some of the sectors of the economy that have collapsed significantly are, of course, housing, most significantly, but secondarily, autos, auto sales. So what happens 5 years from now if that decline continues? We just obviously continue to build up that much more of a deficit, at least in terms of transit operations.
Mr. Chairman, unless there's new dollars pumped into the system someplace, there's going to be 5 years from now, if things stay the same, Mr. Chairman, 5 years from now, it's going to be pretty tough to operate Metropolitan Transit. It's going to be almost impossible to operate Greater Minnesota Transit. And, the level of work that the folks do over at MnDOT is going to continue to decrease as well.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Murphy, I don't think I've ever heard you sound so defeated.
Sounds good.
I think that Representative Bernie Leader is in the room. Bernie and I came in together back in 84, and he's been fighting hard for over 20 years to get a decent transportation package for our state and transit. He was an early supporter of transit. He always was a friend of the urban and metro legislators on that issue. And it's just really disappointing that now, finally, at the end of the session, we've got a lights-on bill that will barely keep the buses running.
Senator Berglund.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my suggestion was going to be that the bill be reported from committee without recommendation.
Yeah.
I think that would be something I could vote for.
But that's what you have to do. That's the right motion.
Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members, I'm a little bit stunned by the answers I'm getting from Senator Murphy on this, and I'm a little surprised. Maybe I didn't study it good enough at first right off the bat, but if we're $1.8 billion short per year on our transportation needs, and that's projected out for 10 years, and you come along with a bill that kicks $2.1 billion a year into the system, that seems very rich to me. And that's the one that passed out originally and went to conference committee with mostly DFL votes, no Republican votes at that point in time. And that's just a little hard for me to believe that that's the way it was. And then it comes back from conference committee, and I know there's 5 cents less gas tax in it and some other things, and now you say it's down to $1.9 billion per year, so that's still more than what the experts say we need, and it gets vetoed, and now we're coming back with a bill with zero in it. To me, that doesn't make sense. Why not cut it in half and come back with a bill that provides an extra $1 billion a year or $700 million or something anyway? Why go from such a rich, super-duper bill, which provides even more money than the experts require, down to nothing?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, we're not providing more money than they asked. The number that 1.7, 1.8 that was used by the Transportation Alliance already had taken off the 350-some million from MVEST.
Okay.
So if you add that back on, now you're up there in that $2 billion-plus number. Also embedded in the bill, and the reason why the bottom line looks bigger, is we add up all the increase in fees that are in this and put it on the bottom line. And Ms. Boyd is going through here, and we'll have the spreadsheet marked up and show you exactly where all those fee increases are. Some are for the State Patrol, some's for the Department of Vehicle Services, but it was a substantial number. And so that's the disparity in the numbers, Senator Dill. And unless you have a good unless you sit down with the spreadsheet and with somebody like Ms. Boyd and walk right through line by line, you would have the appearance, you would be of the opinion that you're stating right now that there's all this excess money in there. But that money, a lot of that money that you're talking about that's over and above is the money that's going to DVS because we're moving them to a fee-based system, so they had to increase their fees. That's reflected on the bottom line. And some of the stuff for the State Patrol. If you take the Transportation Alliance's number at 1.7, which didn't include the MBES money, and you add the MBES money on top of it.
Why would you add it on top? Why not subtract it?
Because the 1.7, Senator Dill, was still the level of need. Their number before that was even higher. It was in the $2 billion range. But then when you add the MBES money back down in on top of it, it brings it down to 1.7.
Chairman.
That's not right, though.
I think,
Chairman.
Okay.
Senator Metzen.
I think the confusion is the 1.7 is the base already, and the 1.8 is the additional money that is needed. That all the groups are saying. Is that correct?
No. Mr. Chairman, can Ms. Donahoe speak to what the transportation number
is? Boy, I thought I had the answer. But it sounded so good.
No, Mr. President, you were close.
I was close. I think I'm close, though. Let's.
Okay, Ms. Donahoe.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Margaret Donahoe. I'm the Legislative Director for the Transportation Alliance. We have looked at calculating the unmet needs in transportation for a number of years, and you are correct that our estimate is around $1.7 billion per year based on information from MnDOT, also from county engineers and city engineers, and looking at the transit systems and their needs. I think Senator Metzen is kind of getting to it. I think some of the confusion
Thank
is
you.
That we're looking at the increase over and above current funding for transportation
that
that's needed.
Is that what I said, kind of?
So we need $1.7 billion over and above the current 20 cents a gallon gas tax, the current tab fees, the current level of funding for transportation. What you see in the appropriation number in the budget bill includes the current operating budget as well as the increased revenue. So when it looks like it's over $2 billion per year, that's because you're looking at the existing 20 cent a gallon gas tax, the existing tab fees, all of that is part of the operating budget, but we need more money over and above the operating budget. So that makes it a lot larger number. So to compare apples to apples, you'd want to look at just the new revenue in the bill versus the needs.
Sarah Dill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members, before the last election, the number was $1.7, $1.8 billion. Then in the last election, the citizens decided to kick in an extra $300 million or so in the motor vehicle excise tax. So the way I would look at it, if it was $1.7 before the last election, the voters kicked in the $300 million in the election. To me, that should cut her down to
1.4.
Yeah, 1.4. That's the way I would look at it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, when Senator Arata was still in the legislature, he and I took testimony all one summer. Ms. Donahoe was part of it, the counties, a lot of other folks. And at that time, we came up with a number of unmet need right at $2 billion. Now, if you take that $2 billion and you add in the $300-plus million of MBES money that the voters voted on last year, then there you go. You're at 1.7.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members, my recollection before the last election is that it was 1.7, 1.8. That's what I was hearing in the news and elsewhere. So I'm just trying to figure out, how do you communicate with the press? How do you communicate with your constituents in simple sentences so that it's understandable and where we're at? And to go from where you were down to, is this bill at zero or is there a little bit of extra money in there?
Sir Murphy.
There's
some extra money.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, there's not any new money in here.
Okay, so you went from $2 billion down to zero. Why not cut it in half and figure out something at $1 billion and see what happens?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, it's pretty clear why we're not doing that, and that's because the governor doesn't want to negotiate. We've tried. As a matter of fact, the governor was out there saying that, well, you know, if this is a referendum, and the commissioner sat right in our conference committee and said, well, you know, if it was a referendum, I'm sure the governor would sign it.
Yes.
And not 2 hours before that, I talked to the governor's people and offered up the referendum, and they said, no, that's not good enough. The bottom line, Senator Dill, is that this has a gas tax increase in it, or not this bill that we're talking about, the conference committee report had a gas tax increase in it. It had increase in tab fees. Several other increases, half-cent sales tax for the metropolitan area, and the governor didn't want to do that. He wanted to bond, and he said so in his letter. And if you want to read his veto message, I'll make it available to you today, but basically what it said was you need to adopt my package. And so, Senator Dill, there's nothing left to do because, I mean, Representative Leader and all the folks over in the House, or the House conferees, we all sat there and we negotiated amongst ourselves and with no input from the governor's office. And, we were just trying to put together a bill that we thought we could get enough support from both sides of the aisle to make it work, to show the governor that the legislature was serious about doing something about this challenge that we have.
Sarah Berglund.
Well, Mr. Chairman and Senator Dill, the problem is that if the bill, there was another bill, and it was, say, 2 cents gas tax, the governor has said he won't sign anything. So that would be vetoed then also. So if we don't have the votes to override a veto of any kind, then where do we go from there except with a bill like this?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Berglund, it's a lot easier to get enough votes to override a veto if you cut the hog in half than to go for the whole hog.
It's already been cut in half.
No, it hasn't.
I'm
talking about total funding here. If he went from $2.1 billion on the bill that went out the Senate to conference committee, now he's at $1.9. He didn't cut that darn much. And he's going from $1.9 in the conference committee report, $1 billion per year, down to zero.
Mm-hmm. Mr.
I mean, that's what he said. He said the bill that the governor vetoed was going to provide $1.9 billion of extra money per year for transportation. And he's gone from there down to zero. That doesn't make sense to me. I think we ought to cut it in half and try $1 billion and see what happens.
Well, Sarah Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, I'm sorry that I confused you, but Ms. Boyd just gave me the numbers, and this is for the conference committee report. We're talking just new money, not including the MBEST money. And the MBEST money is about $300 million, okay? Give or take a smattering here or there. Fiscal year 08, the new money that was in the conference committee report was $668.7 million. In 09, the new money that was in the conference committee report was $868.6 million. Now, in the Senate bill, the bill that came off the Senate floor.
The first bill.
The conference committee report, I just gave you those numbers. This is the first bill. The first bill, the Senate numbers were in fiscal year 08, $840.9 million of new money. In fiscal year 09, it was $1.054 billion of new money. Now, that's just the new money. So as you can see, okay, even as Ms. Donahoe testified that the unmet need was 1.7, in the Senate bill, the original bill, we're at about a little less than half of that number in 08. And in the conference committee report, we were well below half of that number, $668 million of new investment.
Okay. Sarandil.
Mr. Chairman, members, that makes me feel better because that's what I kind of thought it was. And when we came in and started talking $2.1 billion and $1.9 billion and this and that, I couldn't understand how I could be that far off and what my impression was.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, you'd have to shear an awful lot of sheep.
Okay. We've got House File 562 in front of us. We are supposed to be back on the floor. Are there amendments to the bill? Further discussion? Motions?
Murphy.
Senator Berglund?
Move the bill be sent to the floor without recommendation.
Okay, we have Senator Berglund's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
Motion carries. And members, there might be another Finance Committee meeting over the next day. But this meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.